All right, we're coming up on the season finale, Belshazzar's Feast by Sir William Walton. Now, I think I have to come up with a ridiculously short abstract of the whole thing, but it's basically, you mess with me, you'll get yours.
Right. Wow. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I love his work very much. I think he's a great composer. This is an epic work. Really an epic work. You know, the fact that Belshazzar was this bubbling king who was a bad guy, was worshiping false idols. And when he stole the Jews' sacred boats to pay tribute to these false idols, war ensued. I mean, war was there and people died. And this is real reference to biblical matters. Matter of fact, the selections that were selected by Osbert Sitwell, portions of the text that is being used. And the beautiful thing about the text is that this is all in English. So he's taking the biblical text, it's in English so we understand the stories, but also Sitwell wrote some things himself to kind of round out the language, a little things. And it's all documented in the orchestral score, actually. It's scored for baritone soloist, which is Corey Critter coming back. Now, you probably remember that name and that voice because I had hired him to do Orff's Carmina Burana, if you remember.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I really enjoyed his work so much that before the end of that week, I had already engaged him for this with the foresight, you know, 3 years out, thinking about this piece. And he said yes immediately. He said it's something that he's always wanted to do, and this is a real challenge of a work. So I'm looking forward to working with Corey again, and of course with huge choruses coming. Our chorus will be there from the PSO. The Murray State chorus will be there, plus guest choruses from other universities. So it's going to be a real army of voices fighting this Belshazzar. And what's beautiful about the piece is at the very end, when the Jews win and they win their freedom back, it's almost like a huge amen. And the story ends happily. So it's a beautiful, beautiful ending.
And the chorus is the Jewish people.
That's correct. That's exactly right. So, you know, this is challenging for the orchestra. This is a difficult work. This is challenging for the choruses. But, you know, this is one of those things where these collegiate choral members are coming to do this piece with a professional orchestra. This looks good on their resume because this means you have chops to sing this work. And it's a very exciting thing.
He said, in the Wikipedia article I was looking at, they talked about the basically straight-ahead tonal music, but there's lots of rhythms and stuff in there. They said that Walton liked jazz, and it was premiered in 1931, so it was kind of coming up at the end of the jazz age. They said Adrian Bolt premiered it with the orchestra in Leeds,
right,
of all things.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, you know, there's all these different kinds of influences. It's just a great work. It's a challenge to conduct, a challenge to play and sing.
And it's through composed. It's not movement. So no intermission?
No intermission. It's 35 minutes in length. It'll be the whole second half. And it's beautiful because there's moments when the orchestra and chorus just stop abruptly and the baritone solo just recites, just sings above all the clouds. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
What's on the first half then?
We're going to open the concert with Offenbach, Orpheus in the Underworld. You know, these guys like Strauss Jr., you know, these operetta guys, they were rock stars in their own lifetime. I mean, this is what you did. You went to the operettas because that was where the party was. It's always lighthearted, tongue-in-cheek, a good time. Offenbach does this with us, and this is the overture to it. And I guarantee, if I say Offenbach to anybody in the commuter, like I've been doing all week here when I bump into people, what's on the concert? I said, Offenbach. They're like, who? And I said, yeah, Orpheus in the Underworld. What? And they don't know this piece. I guarantee everybody knows this music, and they just don't know that it's there. And it's such a kick, and I just get a kick out of it. And they said, what do you mean I know? I says, I'll bet you $100 right now that if I sing it, you're going to know it. I said, you can sing it. And they don't believe me. And all I got to do is bum 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 bum, and they know it's the can hidden in there. It's just really wonderful. So it's been my fun for the week. But we also have Leonard Bernstein, the suite which he's created from the movie On the Waterfront. And this score, I think, is Bernstein's best.